Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 18 through chapter 4, verses 5. The Reverend Doug Grabenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Corinthians chapters 3 and 4. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord. And yet, some do not believe. Often called the crux of the theologian, the cross of the theologian. Why is it that as we proclaim, that some hearts remain hardened? Two children in the same family, growing up with the same parents, going to the same church, and yet in maturity, one faithful, devoted Christian, the other wandered off, preferring the darkness to the light. Well, St. Paul talks of that, of this veil. It should not be a strange concept for any of us. We live yet in a veiled world. It's pierced. And even at night, especially, you see the houses twinkling in the distance. Twinkling, celebration of the light that pierced that darkness. Continues to pierce each and every day. For all of us, everyone born of woman is born into this veil, under this darkness. The people who sat in darkness, that is us. That veil was cast upon the whole of creation when Adam and Eve sinned. When man's heart, his mind was darkened. Not because God suddenly said, "Whoa, I'm getting out of here. I'm withdrawing my light from you." But no, the man's whole being instead was clouded. His vision of God obscured. And that's the kind of blindness St. Paul was speaking. Not the kind of blindness when you drive at night, because the light is so bright you can't see, but the kind of blindness that's more akin to a deep and heavy fog. Or in the word that St. Paul uses, a wrapping, surrounding with a mist. The God of this world, meaning Satan, has blinded, or is wrapped with a mist, the minds of the unbelievers, to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. The light of the world
is obscured by Satan. Through his lies, through his deception, through mistrust, but especially, I would say, by a hatred of God's will. By stoking those fires of rebellion that were kindled by our first parents. Because we cannot just lay all of it at Satan and say, it's his fault. I have nothing to do with it. Rather, it is the fires of our rebellion, the smoke rising up, is what blinds fallen man. The smoke of our blazing hatred of God, of neighbor, of ourselves. Satan certainly stokes the flames, but we are the ones that heap log after log after log upon that fire. Even well meaning, Peter said at the Transfiguration, we should stay up here. Let's stay here where things are good. But our Lord's will is to save you. He descended from that mountain. And as he spoke of his crucifixion, of his being lifted up to save and redeem all peoples, Peter, well-meaning, Peter, let it not be, Lord. Your plans aren't good. I don't like where this is going. You remember our Lord's reply. Get behind me, Satan. God's will is always for your good, even as gruesome and as ugly and as incomprehensible as it might be in your own, as much as it was when he was spat upon, beaten, betrayed, handed over, struck and mocked, spat upon. And yet his prayer was always the same. Father, forgive them. So too are we sometimes tempted to tamper with, to massage, to soften God's word, to make it more palatable, that people might listen, that they might want to come to church. But no, it is not our work. It is not our place to speak a different gospel. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, by speaking the whole counsel of God, the parts we don't like, the parts we do, the parts that don't make sense to us, and the parts that we can easily understand. The whole counsel of God, his law and his gospel, that is what we speak. We proclaim not ourselves, not our cunning, not our wit, not our whimsy, but proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord. And even in the midst of hardship, we proclaim Jesus Christ is Lord. For the Lord disciplines the ones he loves. And here's the thing. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That veil is pierced, and the people who are dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. We who were dwelling in the region of the shadow of death, under the sentence of death by our sins, on them a light has dawned. This is he whom seers of old time chanted of with one accord. Christ, the light of the world, he shines. incarnate of the Virgin Mary, the fullness of the Godhead now dwelling bodily with us. True God and true man, we are able now to behold God fully, without a veil, to gaze upon the full glory of God in his Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. By his bitter suffering and death, he has atoned our sins. By his resurrection, we are justified. And by his ascension, his coming to judge the earth, we stand with the whole counsel of God, with this ministry that is by his mercy and grace, not losing heart, but proclaiming all this in full confidence. Trust in him, Jesus Christ, as Lord, as Savior, as our brother. For in him, we are heirs of heaven and children of God. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.